and sharing your Sunday afternoon with me. I greatly appreciate it. I think we're winding down the cabin season. So I will no longer be in drive time. I am just on from 4 to 6. And there we go. But that's fine. I'm glad to be here. All 18 years of it. Also, too, is that, you know, pay attention. There's a lot of motorcycles out this weekend. You know, when it's nice, always pay attention. Watch for those motorcyclists. Okay? I got a lot of friends that are into that. Scares the crap out of me. I mean, my brother was into motorcycles. He went all over the United States on his BMW motorcycle.
Yeah, I have a lot of family who ride.
Yeah, and so it's just kind of like scares the bejeebies out of me and think, no, thank you. That's why I drive trucks. I want a little bit between me and whatever might the possibilities might be, you know, type
right.
thing.
So yeah. Anyway. Be careful.
Oh, it is. Okay. Why did the baker go to the bank?
I don't know.
Because he needed, K-N-E-A-D-E-D. Okay. Needed more dough.
Oh.
Because he needed more dough. That's why the baker went to the bank. Ding, ding. There you have it. All right, come on. Ba-dum, boom. There we go. Okay. I know some of you guys are going to use these. I just know it.
Oh, I'm sure.
We'll see. Okay. Who's up to bat?
We have Kathy, and her dog had a coyote scare and now is afraid to do regular things.
Oh, I bet. Hi there, Kathy.
Hi, Katie. How are you?
Good, good. How about yourself?
Good.
What kind of dog is the dog in question?
About a 100-pound lab.
Oh, my.
4 years old.
Okay.
A gentle giant.
Okay.
But now he's turning into this aggressive dog that sniffs the air constantly and steers into our woods. He's looking for that coyote, and it's been a year.
Oh, what?
Yeah, he's got a, you know, great memory, I guess. The smells is what it is.
Definitely. So what has he had any, has the coyotes been up by our place so far? They have been very not, I don't know, they didn't have many cubs this year or whatever, but we haven't had many up by Hugo, or, you know, where we're at. We're right this time of year, usually we're hearing them left and right.
Yeah. Well, we have them here, and we live in the woods a bit, and I know he smells them, and he's always looking, and he's so big that he's growling all the time. I don't know, sniffing the air. I'm afraid he's going to pull me over and we're going to take off into the woods.
Yeah. Kind of thing. Okay, so when he does this, what do you do?
Well, I pull harder on the leash because he's ready to go. And, you know, I get upset. I say, no, kind of thing. I don't know.
Okay.
I'm not a happy lady. I guess I'm afraid for myself.
Oh, well, heavens, yeah, when you're rocking a 100-pound dog. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, do you have any kind of training collar on him?
No, and I've looked at I've looked online at the collar that you recommend, and I'm thinking of that, although he's so big, I don't know. It's plastic, correct?
Okay, yeah, but no, you don't want that one. That ain't going to help you at all. You need the pinch collar, the one that looks like a torture device out of the 1800s.
Right.
Okay.
You call it the killer collar.
No, let's not go that far. No, yeah. See, most trainers, or if you look on YouTube, they fit them very snug behind the ears, and that's what ticks me off. Because any collar that you use, when the dog is paying attention, there should be no pressure whatsoever. So I fit when I use the pinch collars, I fit them so they slide over the head and slide off. So that when the dog is thinking, there is no collar pressure. But then if he like all of a sudden lurches forward, you can give it a quick pop and say, hey, wrong. So there's a reaction, a consequence for his action. All right.
Okay.
When you have a dog that size, that's the only thing. I had a gal, and of course, dripping wet, weighed 90 pounds. And then what did she come in with? 175-pound mastiff. Okay. She was used to being dragged from one end of the county to the other. And she was always looking for trees because that's the only way she could stop them is she would go on one side of the tree and he'd go on the other side.
I use that.
Yep, you bet. And so I put a pinch collar on the dog's name was Junior. I put a pinch collar on him, and honest to Pete, we gave it a couple pops. He looked at us like, what? And she, when she went to leave, she says, look at me. I'm walking my dog.
All right.
And so that's what you need, though, because it's not forever. It's just to be able to get into your head, and there's a so he can you can teach him the verbiage, like, leave it, you know, and so he learns to respond to you. And the worst thing you can do, more harmful, believe it or not, is when we choke up on the collars and hold it tight, that's like take your pointer finger and push it into your throat and push it as hard as you can and just keep on and talking. And so what happens? app as much as you can't talk no more.
Yeah.
And so, and you don't learn anything. All you're doing is you're getting a good job of building upper body muscle trying to restrain the dog, and it shouldn't be like that. And so that's why you got to give it a good pop or a good snap. It's not a pull. It's a pop, a quickness. It's not a muscle game either, how hard you do it. It's just a quick snap, okay? Pop is what it is.
Okay.
And when you're walking, the hook of the leash should be resting on the dog's back or alongside. Now, when you go out for your walks, you want him to walk with you as a team, next to you. Do not let him scan in front of you, because then that puts the leadership out in front, and he's the leader, and you're the peon. So when you're going for a walk, he is walking with you as a team. And so that at any time, you can say okay and let him do the sniffies, but then when you go forward, you call him back in, and now you're walking as a team. So that you are, if anything comes up, you're approaching it together. But if you left, as you are in motion, if you let the dog scan in front of you, especially if the dog's had a bad experience, what he's on guard. He's like looking for it. He's smelling for it. Yep. Okay, I got to protect my mom. I got to protect my mom. Oh boy. Oh boy. Oh, and that's a hard work, and that's stressful. Very stressful. And so that's why what you want to do is teach him how to work, you know, walk as a team. You know, and I do private lessons, or my manners class can teach you that too. But the whole thing is that, you know, that you teach him there's consequences if he doesn't pay attention, and so that you do have control of the situation. And you can get the one that I use the Herm, H-E-R-M. Springer, S-P-R-E-N-G-E-R. They're the best ones out there. They're more expensive, but there's a reason, because they're good. Because the quality of the metal and everything is really is unlike anything else. And you'd want to get the 3.2 mm, and you're going to need extra links. And the extra links come in packets of three. I think I'd get two extras just to make sure.
Okay,
because you want to slide over his head and slide off. You don't want to have to take it apart. All right?
Okay. All right.
And the looser the looser the collar is fitted, like slide on, slide off, then the slighter the correction, all right? The tighter, the snugger it is, the harsher the correction is. All right.
Yeah,
so that's what I don't
I
like.
Hear you.
And that's what most trainers do. It's like, don't even get me going down that. You know, you say with the canine officers and stuff like that, they fit it so doggone snug, and they wonder why the dogs are nutcases.
Right. Well, I will try that. It's better than I've tried two leashes these days two in a harness and it.
Oh, no, not a harness for a 100-pound dog. Oh, my goodness gracious, girl.
I know.
You're asking for a face plant.
Yeah. You got it.
That's why, just take your time, keep your hands at your side, and give it a curl. Don't bump upwards, you bump backwards towards their tail. And if you have to, put two hands on the leash and bump backward, you know, like kind of to the side, you know, if you feel like that. Or you bring your hands into you and then turn to your right if you have the dog on your left side, turn to your right so your body is moving the dog and not just your arms. So your arms are sitting by they're at your side. Okay, you go to give a pop and he's kind of like, yeah, whatever. Bring your hands and he's about ready to go forward. Bring your hands to your tummy, like by your belly button, and then turn to the right so that your body is bringing the dog, not just your arms.
Okay. Oh, okay. I got that too. All
right. Okay.
Yeah. Thank you.
You
Thanks
bet.
A
Have a wonderful afternoon. Bye bye.
Bye.
Yeah, that's, I tell you, when you got those big dogs, it's crazy. Totally crazy. Okay. How many animals did Moses take on the ark? How many animals did Moses take on the ark? That's a joke. We'll be back.
So,
thank you for tuning in. Say, Channel 5 is going to be airing Disney is doing a, movie about Zach.
Yes.
Okay. And so now, I think it's next Wednesday, if I'm not mistaken, on Channel 5, they're doing the what led up to the movie as far as Zach's life.
Okay.
And, because he recorded the song Clouds here. KSCP did it here.
Okay.
And so anyway, so there, Hubbard Broadcasting kind of came and helped in with Zach overall, as far as, it was just unbelievable. And then, like they were saying, how they would, at the Rotunda, they would get everybody line up there. It started out with a couple hundred people, to sing the song Clouds. And the last time they did it, I don't know if it was last year or the year before, 7,000 people came to fill the Rotunda to sing, Clouds. That song, I love that song. It is just unbelievable. But anyway, so next week, Channel 5, I think it's Wednesday, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay,
to check your listings or whatever. So it's gonna be about, they're going to have the trailer for the movie. And what I found out, one little sneak peek, I think Steve from Don and Steve mentioned this, is that the clothes the actor wore are Zach's clothes.
Oh, wow.
So what they did is they tried to bring as much of real Zach,
oh my gosh,
into the movie to help that actor kind of become, you know, Zach.
Right.
You know, so it's really interesting.
Wow.
So it'd be cool to watch that and see the trailer and such like that. So it's going to be, unfortunately.
I know, you got to get Disney.
Disney Plus. Yeah, I know it. Otherwise, it would have been in the theaters, but, well, not so much now.
Maybe at a later date.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really? I hope.
I know.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, how many animals did Moses take on the ark?
None.
Yay!
But I know.
Because it's Noah's ark.
Yeah.
Moses. It wasn't Moses. Yeah. It was Noah's. So none, because it was Moses' ark. So, I mean, Noah's ark. There we go. Okay, very good. What do you got? Three this year? Three so far?
No, I think just two.
Oh, okay. Well, here, I'm going to give you an extra one.
Well, thanks. It was that actual trivia one that wasn't a dad joke.
There you go.
That's
there you
a freebie.
Go. There you go. Okay, 651-641-1071. Who's up?
We have Shannon, and she has a new kitten, and she has some questions about food.
All right. Hi, Shannon. How you doing?
Hi, I'm good, thanks.
Good. Congrats on the new kitten. How old?
Thank you. He's almost 4 months old now.
All right. What kind?
And, he is like an orange tabby.
Oh, okay. Yep. All right.
Yep. And ever since I've gotten him, he has been super aggressive when it comes to eating. He's already able to jump up on the counter, and I'll be like just dishing his food up for him. He jumps up on the counter and he'll knock dishes over trying to get at the food.
Uh-huh.
He won't wait.
Okay.
And he's even to the point where every time I'm in the kitchen, he thinks he's getting food and he whines for food. So I'm not sure if there's anything I can do to help that.
Okay. Well, have you had him tested for worms?
He's been treated for worms twice.
Oh, twice. Okay.
I believe.
Okay.
Well, he was treated for worms as a kitten and then for another parasite later.
Okay. Because usually when they're getting that nuts about food, because there are some people like that too, you know, and they're fine, other than they're just chow hounds. But anyway, I would be, if he was treated for worms, I would put him on a probiotic and a digestive enzyme to get his gut flora back up and going. All right.
Okay.
Because when the gut flora is off, that can cause this insatiable, you know, appetite. All right. Now, what food are you feeding?
I am feeding a freeze-dried raw, grain-free can, eggs, sardines.
Oh, can I hug you? Oh, thank you.
I've been listening to you for years.
Oh, man, I could kiss you. If we ever opens up, but I got to find you. Because like I said, I just can't believe it. You made me so happy. I'm almost speechless, and that's a rarity. Okay, so then what we got to work on is that flora then, because boy, you got the rabbit by the tail on this one. And so that's why I build up that, and you can get, if you go to, healthypets.mercola.com, go to the top right yellow button and it says shop, and then it says pet products. Go there. They've got some good ones. You could also go to animalessentials.com, and they've got some good ones. Vital Planet. That's a good ones. So that you want to rotate. Don't so always, when I buy small bottles, and then because between the dogs and the cats and stuff like that. And then I just buy different kinds because all of them have made a little difference, you know, the probiotics and digestive enzymes. And so that's why I just want to, you know, do that. But that's to me, for him to go that nuts, then he really likes his dinner, obviously. But I would say that, and like I said, maybe his flora is off because he was treated for parasites. And sometimes they can't build that flora back up. And so anyway, and then also too, if he jumps on the counter at 4 months, if he jumps on the counter, I'd have my spray bottle with water in it. And I would just, and when I use it for the cats, as I blast it, I just go, I use the hiss sound. And so then pretty soon when if you're ever around my cats and if I go, you see all the cats close their eyes and duck their head because they think they're going to get blasted in the face with water, okay? So you just want to get him to understand, no. But then you got to be ready because then he might decide to try to climb up your leg since he's not jumping on the counter, you know? Yep. So that's what we just, the only other thing that you might want to do, you know when you're going to feed him, maybe put him in the bathroom or another room so he can't see the process. All right.
Okay.
And then you put it down. Then when you're ready, go open it and say, okay, let's go. So now you just walk him to the area holding his bowl and then put it down. And then, so that he's not up on the closet or up on the counter and such like that. Just put him in another room, like, oh, hi, how you doing? You know, and you know, whatever he's laundry room, just something, because then sometimes that will cut that habit. Because okay. He's not in the process of what you're doing. Because, see, now my okay. Adeline gets a little, well, she, the only thing she does is she sits on her back, you know, on her butt, like she's begging like a dog, and she talks incessantly. And so what I do in the morning, because that's what, at night she's fine, but in the morning it's just that she's a little bit more over the top. So I purposely just put her outside. And so, boy, I tell you though, her dish is on the floor. When she comes racing through that front door, she goes straight to her dish, you know. So anyway, so right. To break that habit, that's what I would do. You could try the water, but I guess what I would just do is try to break the habit that's starting, and that's by putting him in a different room or someplace, or give somebody the, you know, where he cannot get out of, if somebody's petting him, he can get out of that and come racing to the yep. kitchen. So what you want to do is I would just put him in, you know, in a room, and I don't care if he meows or whatever type thing. No, that's just fine. And immediately yep. when you're done, you know, making his dish, don't immediately go. Just kind of ding around a little bit. And then go get him.
Okay.
Okay, kind of okay. Let him wait a little bit. So, yeah, try to break the habit of him being that obsessive. And then, like I say, the probiotic digestive enzyme, I would definitely give that a shot, too. Okay?
Okay. And how long would you do the probiotic?
I would do it for a lifetime thing? Well, I would do it.
You
see, in my house, I do it for 8 weeks in the spring, 8 weeks in the fall. And in between, I do it a couple times a week.
Okay.
All right. And so 8 weeks, you all know, right. Yeah, since two months. Okay. Eight weeks in the spring, 8 weeks in the fall. And then two times a week in between those times. I want to keep everything on, you know, good. I don't want anything to get, you know, hit the toilet. Then I got to repair it. So.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because every cat's different. So anyway, and then like a can of sardines and water. That's great for the omega-3s and sixes. Yeah. So I'm so proud of you. Thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, kid, good luck.
All right, thank you.
You betcha, bye-bye. Wow, that's so cool. It makes my heart.
People do listen to you.
People actually listen. I'm taking care of a cat across the street. He got a ragdoll cat. It looks like a Siamese. I mean, the thing feels like a chinchilla. It's unbelievable.
Okay.
Okay, I gave him all the info, gave him all the handouts, wrote down, gave him books to read, your cat, okay. Go there to take care of him on Friday afternoon.
All right.
What's sitting on the counter? A bag of dog food that I literally, cat food. I literally walked from the counter to the garbage. It just opened. He just opened it and threw it in the trash. I was not going to feed that to that cat.
Oh my gosh.
Okay.
Right.
And so then I went to Four Perfect Pets, Diane up in North St. Paul, which I see she's calling, is that I went to her and I says, okay, I got to re-educate my neighbor apparently.
After all that work.
That's what I mean. Some people listen, some people don't. And so that's what I could have just spit. I almost coughed there. Okay. We got Diane, who we were just talking about, Four Perfect Pet, calling in. Hey, Diane.
Hi, Katie. How are you?
Good, good. How the heck are you?
I'm great. Thanks for saying something about the probiotics and all that stuff. Yes, that's one thing that everybody should be on.
Yep, I know it. And you're doing something kind of cool this coming Friday. I think that's the 16th, isn't it? October 16th. That I'm going to be at. What are we doing on the 16th?
We've got two food vendors. The food vendor that you're going to have for your show next year. For your show, he's got now coffee and soup, but he's got the egg rolls and...
Now, this is a food truck. We're talking food truck. People food trucks, not for dogs.
People food trucks,
and
yes. And then we have a...
Yeah, and I had some of those, and they were so good. Okay, yeah.
And then we have a special on probiotics, $1 off any bottle. It was funny that you talked about probiotics, because that's what I'm doing for that special.
All right.
And we have green tripe. We have $1 off of any green tripe or samples. We have Nutrisource. We have the choice that you're going to be handing out samples for, and we've got as much as $6 off of the big bag.
Oh, nice.
Of the Nutrisource. And
so what you're kind of doing is you're having a fall sale, you know, because of the COVID, we, you know, you usually have a big doings at your place as customer appreciation and stuff like that. So now what you're doing it at your shop on Friday, whereas you got the food trucks there, and then you got, some sale items, and you got, you know, coupons thing, you know, price, you know, dollar off this, dollar off that. And then I'm going to be there where people would ask me questions. I'll be there from 11 to 2. But what, how long does this go for from 11 to what on Friday?
It goes from 11 till 5 o'clock.
11 to 5, okay. And so you got different food vendors there for just specials for anybody with stuff for their pets.
Pets or dogs.
And that's Four Perfect Pets in North St. Paul. What's your website?
FourPerfectPets.com.
Okay, thanks, Diane. Have a great evening.
I hope, I can't wait to see you, honey. I got lots of dog customers that got lots of questions for you.
Excellent. Okay, take care.
Hot diggity dog, ziggity boom, what you do to me? It's so new to me. What
there
you do
goes.
To me?
Hot diggity dog. Yay. You know, I was wondering if the Minnesota State Fair was the first one to think of having a drive-through, you know, because now on Sunday morning they were showing Texas State Fair do the same thing that we did up here. But I was wondering if our idea was first.
I'm sure we were first.
And other ones, well, I'm just going to, okay, let's just take that, okay? Because they did the same thing that we did. And I was kind of like, oh, wait a minute. So anyway, I just thought we were more...
And we did a, and they did another,
another
like
one. Yeah,
fall drop or kind of fall food drive through kind of thing.
Smart,
yes.
And I was, you know, kudos to whoever came up with those ideas to sell
to get creative.
Yes,
yeah, exactly.
I totally am. You know, I've got, you know, I'm trying. Last spring, I was trying to put together the Go Natural Pet Expo.
Yes,
that was going to be May. I think it was 15th or 16th, and of course everything, you know, crap hit the fan. And so I'm target shooting for next May 22nd for the Go Natural Pet Expo at Washington County Fairgrounds. But, you know, I just have a strange feeling. People are just still going to be too nervous to go out. You know, Jason made a big thing about people are going to be really raring to go do things. But you know what? If things don't turn around, you know, everything's closing. You know, like, they, you know, Broadway, the theaters, you know, they can't just say, well, we don't have any money to pay rent. So can you wait this out until we can get people back in here? You know, whether it's Broadway, whether it's the theaters, whether it's the restaurants are closing up left and right. And so it's really that when it comes time that we can, I don't know how to explain it, can, whatever, that all of a sudden, there's not going to be there.
Right.
Not going to be there.
What are our options?
Exactly. There's not going to be, it's going to be like, somebody said that New York City is like a ghost town. Everything's boarded up, closed up, because their main staple was Broadway.
Right.
You know, and then the sightseeing, and there's nothing, no Broadway, no sightseeing.
Oh, I'm sure it looks so different.
Yeah, and so then the restaurants, you know, have closed because there's no people. And so, oh, it's really a snowball effect.
It definitely is.
Yeah,
yes.
It's craziness. I don't understand how we're gonna come together through this, but hopefully we will. So okay, let's go to the phone lines.
We have Krista, and she has a cat that's like howling, meowing like loudly.
Oh, there we go. Hi, how you doing? This is Katie.
Hi.
So how old is your cat?
He is 17.
17 years old?
Yes.
Okay. And so how long has he been screaming like this?
How long? My mom's here too. How long has he been screaming? How long has he been yelling?
Probably, I would say maybe a couple months.
A couple months.
Three months maybe. And it's a lot. Like, and it's loud.
Okay. Now, what's his demeanor? Is he still playful? Is he asleep? What's going on in his regular world?
Yes, he does play. And he does that more since we're giving him some medicine for his bladder infection.
Okay.
And so he's really active too. He likes to run around, and he'll like go on. We have a china hutch. He'll go on there. He likes to go on this shorter tall climber we have too.
Okay. Okay. What
not
food?
Not as much as he did before.
Okay. What food are you feeding?
What food do we feed?
A lot of grain free food.
Okay.
From Chuck and John's, we got some good canned food. It's like a variety of brands.
Okay. Because for a cat this age, I would not be feeding any dry food whatsoever. You want to do the freeze-dried, the grain-free, canned, raw.
Canned. We give him canned, and then he has these raw venison nuggets that he likes. What is that brand?
Okay, good.
I'm not sure what the brand is right now.
I guess I would introduce some probiotics and digestive enzymes also.
Yes.
Okay. And mix that in with his foods.
Because we're not sure if it could be possible partial hearing loss or if he's missing his mom and his sister who passed away a few years ago.
Oh, yeah. Well, not a few years ago. That's too long. If it was a couple months ago, I'd say, yeah. But, you know, but the thing is that it's just like in the dog world, too. When they start losing their hearing and their eyesight, their senses, you know, they start getting a little worried and get a little scared.
Yeah.
And some dogs, you know, bark a lot because they're nervous and worried. And some cats meow a lot. But I would go to, you know, the diet, number one, you know, to make sure that that's okay. Now, if you said he's dealing with a urinary tract infection, that means he's on antibiotics, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so then he needs his probiotic because you do an antibiotic and then two hours later, then you do the probiotic. Okay, because you don't do it together because they cancel each other out. You got to at least at work wait an hour in between so that they can work. And then, like I said, by trying to just boost his system up a little bit more is if you go to animalessentials.com and they have what's called what is it? I can picture the bottle now. I can't. It's green alternatives. There we go. Okay. And so that's what he might need, some more, you know, of the good whole stuff that is not been processed.
Okay.
You know, to help him with his system. All right.
Okay.
And so that's what I would do between the probiotic, digestive enzyme, and then that green alternative, something that's not processed, that is just in whole form, that is in the greens. The missing link used to have some. I'm not sure about that, how that, but it, like I said, but you try that. That would be the thing, and just try to get him. And then, now, does he do this all the time, or is it just he goes in spurts?
In spurts.
Okay.
But he'll do it throughout the day.
Okay. And then what do you guys do?
We call him, we tell him, you know, like, you know, it's okay, or we're here. He doesn't come and find us often, but he's starting to do that a little bit. But oftentimes, like, if I'll go upstairs and then all of a sudden he'll see me and he stops.
Okay.
And then he'll like lead me into another room. It's like, come with me.
Oh, okay. Well, see, now you got to be careful, though. Now, cats are clever, okay?
Yeah.
If they find a way to get our attention and then use it to their advantage, it's like they are training us, all right?
Yeah.
So that's why I wouldn't always answer that. Being that he's doing this on a regular basis, then you know it could be like a setup to you guys.
Yeah.
And so that's why you just kind of, well, there he goes again, that he's not training you to, like, come find me. Okay, now what are you going to do? So that, yes, kind of be careful of that. Being that you know, because usually when they meow like that, first I tell everybody, go to the vet. You know, not you, the cat. Because just make sure that they're not yelling about something. Did you have a blood profile done when you were there?
Yes, we did.
And how was his stats?
How were they?
It showed his the bladder infection.
Oh, okay. But his blood
kidney function was high, and that there were proteins in the urine.
Okay.
Otherwise, it was normal.
Oh, good. Okay, so
And we have another cat too who just turned 18, and so they're buds now. So that it's been helping him a little bit to have him around. Sometimes they'll lay together.
Okay, good. But like I said, just be careful about not answering that meow too much,
all
right? Because like I said, I think he's trying to train you a little bit to, you know, be at his beck and meow.
Yes.
Okay.
We'll find him in a laundry basket sometimes, or, you know, on another bed, and then he's just fine. So
yeah, no, like I said, my guess is just like I said, he's probably losing, you know, more hearing and more sight and such like that, and that's scary. And so that's why, and then like I say, with the food and the supplements, I think you'll be doing good. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
You bet, kiddos. Have a great evening. Bye bye. All right. Yeah. That meow. I know exactly. I had a cat. Same thing. Meow.
I mean, it's just like.
Oh, no, I mean, just that deepness, the potency of it. It's just like, holy moly, really? You know, it's just, but anyway, and that's first thing when a cat's meowing like that. Well, just like some dogs, as they're losing their hearing and their sight, they get whinier and more barkier because they're throwing off. They have to find the new normal, and they get a little bit worried and a little bit scared.
Sure.
And so they behave a little bit different. And so that's why you just go, but I'm glad they took him in to see, and then, you know, found the urinary infection. But and that's why with older cats, they should not be fed any dry food whatsoever. Just good grain-free, maybe a couple raw eggs if they'll eat it, you know, raw food, freeze-dried, formulated raw. I mean, yeah, because that dry matter, remember, the cats can't drink enough to compensate for the dry matter of dry food. And that's when they start hacking up fur balls, and people, then they want to give them fur ball medicine. No, the only thing I have to do is just get them off that dry food and get them into the grain-free cans and the sardines and water and just good stuff. And then that hacking up fur balls or throwing up, you know, people get so used to, oh, the cats threw up again. Oh, they threw up again. Oh, dang cats. Oh, Jesus. They don't look at it. They just think it's norm for the cat to throw up. And it's not. It's just like if you had a two-legged child, he got up and threw up. You wouldn't say, oh, that's norm. Go to school.
Right.
You're going to find out, why are you throwing up? But people just get it in their heads. That's what cats do. And that's what they do if they're fed dry matter. Mm. And they remember, they can't drink enough to compensate. That's like eating, just like with the dogs. It's like eating a box of saltine crackers. And now they got to drink a whole buttload of water, you know, to compensate for that dry matter. And cats just don't have that little ding, ding, ding in their head. Like, you just ate saltine crackers. Maybe you should go get a drink of water. You know, because they're used to, cats came from the desert, which they get their moisture from what they eat. Just like I was telling you, this guy that I'm taking care of his cat.
Yes.
Honest to Pete, you know, I went up to Diane at Four Perfect Pets and I says, I'm just mad. I couldn't believe it. I said, I'm just buying this for his cat because I have to compensate since I threw what he ate.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, literally,
you didn't even
think
about it. You just did it.
I just walked out and I just dumped it. It's like, no way. You know, a Ray Dalt cat is not cheap. Not cheap. So if you're going to spend the money to buy a specific breed of cat, you will feed this cat correctly.
Yeah, for sure.
So, yeah. And so, like I said, and so that's why, like I said, you need to, and there's freeze dried out there for cats. And I use some of the dogs freeze dried. There's formulated, you know, formulated raw. I give some of it to the cats, or if I'm having hamburger, I give some of the, you know, the whole thing is that, especially when you have kittens, really start them out on rotating the food, and you will never have a cat that won't eat anything. My Adeline will eat anything that ain't nailed down because she don't care. But if the cat has been on the same thing for too long, they really have a hard time of change, but you can get them over. It's just craziness is what it is. All right. Is it that time?
It all is.
Right. Okay. Let's see what we got here. We're going to talk about Boswellia when you come back. It's called Treat 1, 2, 3. So we're going to talk about those two things. All right. Let's see what we got. Okay. What is the only continent without reptiles or snake? The only continent without reptiles and snakes. We'll be back. I don't know. Some of these, you know, flashback to me, it'd be like, Baby Love, Supremes, you know what I mean? Things like that. So, boy, I must be older than dirt.
Well, those would be some great flashbacks.
There you go. Okay, what continent has no snakes or reptiles?
Antarctica.
Ding, 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 ding.
Oh, I thought...
I would like to find out, what about spiders? Is there spiders in Antarctica?
I mean, if there isn't, I need to move there.
Yeah. That's right. You're the spider, not so lady.
No, but that's
okay.
Fine.
Yeah, no, yeah.
I'll survive with them.
Ding, ding, ding. Okay, tongue twisters. Okay, now we're not going to do it now. I'm just going to, you could practice this during the week. If you got something to do, you're sitting around the fire. Okay, now I'm going to give you three separate tongue twisters. All right, and this, how many times can you say it in 10 seconds without, you know, messing it up? All right, the first one is the cruel gruel cooks gruel. The cruel ghoul cooks gruel. That's one.
That's tough.
Okay, the second one is gargoyles gargle oil. Gargoyles gargle oil. So how many times can you say that in 10 seconds? Okay, and the last one is great gray geese graze gaily daily. Great gray geese graze gaily daily. There you go. So now pass those, write them down. And, you know, hopefully, remember, you can get this on the podcast. Go to mytalk1071.com. Go to my KDK9 page and listen to the podcast. You can write these down. And so you got 10. Did you? I know you're too young for this. Yeah, who knows?
I didn't do tongue twisters.
Did you, did you ever play the game Pink Elephant? It's a drinking game. Okay, and what I mean, it is,
you played some drinking games.
No, it's a drinking game. It's a board game, and sometimes you land on these where you have to do these tongue twisters, and every time you mess it up, you have to take a shot. Yeah, I had one. I tell you, boy, the ones I got stuck on three separate ones, and I memorized them. So when I landed on them, boy, I don't care how tipsy, I could cool, you know.
Yeah, maybe right it through. Helps.
Yeah. So anyway, but I have always been enamored by tongue twisters, and so now you got three to work on this
those
week.
Are
okay,
tough.
Again, the cruel ghoul cooks gruel, and the gargoyles gargle oil. That one's kind of easy. Great gray geese grazed gaily daily. There you go. That's your week for tongue twisters. Okay, we got an update. Who's up?
Yes, we have Chelsea.
Hey, Chelsea.
Hello.
Hi. You got an update?
Yes.
And what's going on?
Well, he took to the canned food immediately.
Yes.
Which I wasn't sure he would.
Okay.
And I tried it years ago when he was younger, and I had two cats, and they like licked the gravy out of it and walked away.
Okay.
And I didn't put in the work to switch them fully over, so it's like, okay, well, they don't like it, back to dry food.
All right.
But now he's taken to it immediately.
Yes.
And unfortunately, we still have the plastic bowl, but I'm getting rid of that today and throwing out the rest of the dry food and
nice.
Just bought a whole bunch more canned food.
Oh, good. How's his acne looking?
It's almost gone.
Nice. Okay, good. Yeah.
So that was super, super helpful. And
now, in case people are just tuning in, last week you called and your cat had acne on his face. And so we discussed some, like in plastic bowls, a lot of times will cause that on dogs and cat faces, you know, irritation in the bowl. And then, like I say, but I suggested getting you on, or not you, the cat, on some good grain-free canned food. And I'm glad the cat accepted it because cats sometimes take change hard. So that's good. I'm glad that, you know, you did that and it's getting better. Excellent.
Yeah.
Okay, did he give any probiotics or digestive enzymes too?
I have not.
Yeah, because I would add that to get his system up and going a little bit more, all right?
All right.
Probiotic digestive enzyme, and then I think that sounds good. And then, yeah, rotating. I'm good. I'm so happy. They made me happy. And so, like I said, all I can do is suggest and just hope, keep my fingers crossed, somebody plies it is what it is. So thank you for the update. You have a grand day. You take care, and then keep us more updated. Okay. Take care. Bye-bye. But yeah, like I said, food can make a difference, folks. I'm sorry, but it can. And then what you feed them in, that's a huge thing. So if you got plastic dishes, try to go to ceramic or glass for both dogs and cats. It's better.
Okay.
Not the plastic. Okay. Same with for the water. Because plastic is porous. It leaches stuff. And it's not good. So that's why. Please do that. Okay. And then this place that I'm taking care of their cat, oh, their water has really high iron. And, you know, you could just smell it.
Sure, yeah.
I just feel like, oh, the poor cat. But anyway, so I brought some iron.
You brought like a water jug with you.
Come on, cat. I'm just going to bring you over to my house and we'll show you how it's done.
Yes.
Say, you know, this is fall, and so now everybody's mowing their lawns, getting ready for winter, and then with this, please consider that maybe going organic. You want to go to Lundseth, Lundseth, Organic Lawns by Lundseth.com, and maybe just get a bid. And maybe you can't do it all at once, but start the process to get off the chemicals. We really have to be more mindful of this, folks, because, our environment, our kids, our pets, our grandkids depend on us to make better decisions. And if we can show other people by going organic how great a lawn can look, then hopefully we'll get some of the chemical happy people that are around us more into doing things more naturally. So I mean, really think about doing this, you know. So try the Organic Lawns by Lundseth.com, and that's Lun, Lundseth, Lundseth. Okay. Oh, you forget the D. I forgot about that. I think, yeah. I don't know. Okay, Boswellia. You know what Boswellia is?
I don't know.
Okay. Boswellia, believe it or not, is what it is. It is, it comes from the Boswellia tree. Well, that's a good start.
Good start, yes.
Which is native to India, North Africa, and the Middle East, okay? Farmers tap the tree to collect the resin, which is called Boswellia. All right. Boswellia resin has a rich scent and flavor and is very popular as an incense. And most people know it by its common name as frankincense.
Okay.
That's what Boswellia, frankincense. All right. And how, and so the Boswellia comes in a few different forms and the quality can vary. But what it is good for, a lot of people have their dogs on Rimadyl. And Rimadyl is really hard on the kidneys and liver, and it's for mobility and such like that. You could need to get them on Boswellia, B-O-S-W-E-L-L-I-A. And humans, if you have if you're dealing with arthritis, this is awesome if you are dealing with arthritis. Because what it's good for, it reduces joint discomfort, increases knee flexation and mobility, enhances cognitive, there you go, functions and moods, increase levels of BDNF in the brain. Fights free radicals it helps regulate the digestive system, provides antioxidant and health benefits, and empowers positive overall well-being. And so Boswellia, now I just got some organic one. It's 1,200 milligrams because I've got it in 500 milligrams. And most humans, you could take up to 3,000 milligrams of Boswellia a day. Usually the average this daily serving size is 350 to 400 milligrams. And then, but you could take up to too much. You can't OD on Boswellia, but if you got a lot of inflammation and, you know, with yourself and with your dog, you can give it to horses. Now, cats, I'm not sure, but I was always going to ask. I think you can give it to cats, but I know for sure horses, you can give it to horses if they've got inflammation, you know, dogs and humans.
Okay.
And so instead of taking the Aleve or the anti-inflammatory drugs, try the Boswellia. I think people will be pleasantly surprised. And so it's B-O-S. W-E-L-L-I-A, okay, Boswellia. And so everybody says it a little bit different, but I think I'm on top of that. So anyway, so get that instead of, and try to get them off the Rimadyl and other things, because there's so many natural things that you can do that's less harder on the kidneys and the liver and just boosts the overall immune system and such like that. And so, I mean, I've given Boswellia to a couple of people when they're feeding poorly and they're hurt, like their back hurt or whatever type thing, and they couldn't believe the difference.
Oh, wow.
One person, last January, they thought, you know, the flu, and took it and shaped him right up. So Boswellia is in. I want to thank you all. Thank you, Hope. Thank you all for spending your afternoon with me. We'll be back next week, of course. Don't hide your dogs. Train them. Now train on.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails.